If y'all want me, if y'all want to see me whip this guy's ass, make some noise.
I ain't no easy pickings, boy. All right? Oh yeah? Prove it, baby.
You don't want to miss this March 4th, Danny.
Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another edition of the Boxing Voice Podcast, and today we're going to be talking a little Thurman, Keith one-time Thurman, that is, versus Danny Swift Garcia. There's been a lot of insinuating going back and forth. We don't know where this fight is going to land, but it seems like Keith one-time Thurman himself is suggesting that this is going to be a Barkley Center fight. Now, before we get into all those details, I just want to tell you, if this is something you're interested in, something you want to partake in, well, then you know the number. And if you don't, here it is, 1-425-569-5241. And for all my international callers, all you got to do is add Nesta Gibbs on Skype. So before we get into all the details and take it back and forth, let me take it to the Sunshine State.
Boxing MD, what's going on, brother? I know you want to sit in on this.
We're going to head on over to a Sunshine
doctor.
State.
The Sunshine State.
Boxing MD. Boxing MD, what's going on?
Is that a fair statement to make? You have to be honest with yourself.
MD, check your settings. In the meantime, while he does that, well, let me just tell you, man, you know that the Boxing Voice loves to stay with their ears to the street around here. So what we did was witness for ourselves that from the verified Twitter account of Keith One Time Thurman, he tweeted this here picture that you see above. Now, obviously, Thurman is not a Photoshopper himself. And this could just simply be him appreciating the artwork of a adoring fan, or could there be more? Now, you have to think about it, right? Thurman shouldn't have an issue with fighting at the Barclays Center when, as of now, the Barclays Center has been the home of his biggest fight versus Sean Porter. You know, some can say that he had a big fight with Luis Collazo in his hometown, but that really only pulled in about 4,000 people at the live gate. Now, this fight seems to make the most sense in New York City, but let's see if the good doctor is ready. Good doctor, talk to me.
What's going on, Ness?
Everything is good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well, but, you know, you said earlier about, like, you know, there's a lot of speculation going on where the fight is, but at least we don't have to speculate if the fight's happening, you know, or not, right? So this is all good news because we're eventually going to see a fight that we want to, you know, all see. So I'm looking forward to the developments of this one.
As am I. Now, you know, you and I spoke about it a little off air, and I think that it's the perfect time to bring it back up. A side, B side, where this fight should take place. I've said here numerous times, because it's such a big fight, you know, it's not on pay-per-view. Maybe both fighters push to have this one in Las Vegas. You being on the East Coast, even though you're all the way down in the boot, would New York City be the better, more logical location for you, both as a fan and from an economic standpoint in terms of the promoters, right? Because, I mean, and I do believe Danny holds the record in the Barclays Center for most tickets sold. And like I said, Keith Thurman's biggest fight versus Sean Porter happened at the Barclays Center, so he shouldn't have any issues. What about you, good doctor? What do you think about this fight possibly landing at the Barclays Center, or the fact that Thurman himself is insinuating such?
Well, when I heard about the fact that Thurman tweeted something out about the Barclays Center, it's kind of what I expected, because if you look at all of the business, attributes that they come with, whether it be ticket sales, TV viewership, social media following, obviously Danny Garcia has the A-side value, right? But so Barclays made sense, but I just don't understand why PBC and both teams take advantage of a city like Orlando, because Danny Garcia, being of Puerto Rican descent, right, has never fought there and tapped into that market. Also, Orlando is like a short drive away from Tampa. So I think that works out for both of them. Also, Florida has no state income tax. So I don't know. That's the only other option I see, because it's not like Danny Garcia is going to fight in Philly.
Now, I did some research, and in Florida, there is about, well, not Florida, but in Orlando alone, there's about 300,000 Puerto Ricans that they can tap into and probably bring that fight to somewhere.
As someone who grew up in Orlando, I could tell you that there's a large Puerto Rican population. In fact, Danny Garcia would have a hard time getting around some areas that the signs are only in Spanish, because he doesn't speak Spanish.
Yeah, so, you know, if it lands in Florida, I tell you one thing, I'm a happy camper. Florida in March, pretty good weather. It could be a vacation. If it happens in New York, still a happy camper, no traffic. I'm in New York City. I live in New Jersey, but I'm in New York City in about 15 minutes with no traffic. And, you know, it doesn't matter for me. Either or, I'm excited. Now, you know, I want to ask you, do you want it at the Barclays Center, MD, or are you just going to watch this one on TV? It doesn't really matter to you.
No, I mean, to be honest, like, New York fights have more likely to come up there than going to Vegas. And I think that's a smart move, because Danny Garcia, you know, has a fan base in that area and has proven to sell tickets. And Keith Thurman fought Sean Porter there. That was the main event. Am I correct for that fight? There wasn't a bigger. And I'm, you know, that fight did well. I don't see why, you know, I'm only being selfish and thinking, I guess, in a pipe dream, that the sense that it could happen in Orlando, right? But Barclays makes sense. I mean, it's just from a selfish standpoint, I live an hour and a half away from Orlando, and it'd be awesome to see a fight in that area. And it's an untapped market, because it's a large population of people who watch boxing.
I agree.
And Miguel Cotto, when he fought Delvin Rodriguez, fought in the TD Waterhouse, which is where the Orlando Magic plays. So they have a venue where boxing could seat, you know, 17,000.
Speaking of Cotto, speaking of venues and possibilities, PBC just may bring this fight to Florida. They are bringing Yuri Foreman and Islandri Lora to Hialeah in the Miami area. So who knows? They're definitely tapping into the market. They could always put Erickson Lubin on the undercard to draw some more Floridians, because when Erickson Lubin did headline and co-mained in Florida, he brought a lot of people with him. I remember when we had him here on the show, you could check it back on the archive, and he spoke about it, how many tickets he sold and how excited he was that many people came out to see him. Actually, MD covered that fight, and you got to interview him, I believe, right? Or am I wrong?
Yes, I did. And the law is fighting. The fight's right in between a Cuban sandwich shop and a synagogue for Yuri Foreman. You know what I mean? Literally, the fight is like right in between like the two demographics that they're trying to. It's just a really weird fight. Islandri Lara should not be fighting Yuri Foreman. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like,
yeah. Now's the perfect time for Andre to step in. I don't even understand. This guy is stepping. You know, I seen his last tweet, and this is supposed to be a topical show, and here we are bouncing everywhere. But Andre's last tweet, I just want to, again, make note that, you know, he obviously is trying to prove now that he understands the message that we sent. And he tweeted out most recently, Stephen, if you could get it so we could screen share it, please, from Demetrius Andrade's Twitter himself. He says something like this. I'm paraphrasing until the producer gets it. He says, Jamal Charlo got corrective eye surgery because he couldn't see those right hands all night. So, yo, he's definitely taking shots and trying to make a name for himself. You know, he took some shots at Lara fighting Foreman. So it is what it is. Now, before we open up these phone lines.
Yeah, but Lara already said that they're planning on having talks in the summer. So I see it kind of unfortunately.
Yeah, but I mean, pointless. What is Lara trying to say? That because he fought one time in May, he needs a tune-up? I'm saying
that he's scheduled now to fight Yuri Foreman. Nothing's going to change with that. So he has a fight. He's going to make it. And then you have to give him some months after minimally to get in shape or whatever.
Fair enough. Let me just show you the tweet here from one verified account of Demetrius Boo Boo Andrade. for a guy that just got surgery to correct his vision, how did At Future Boxing, and for all my listeners who do not indulge in the Twitter, At Future Boxing is obviously the verified Twitter of Jermall Charlo, the IBF champion. And I continue, not
as you can see, no ego in his Twitter name.
Who's? Oh, hey. Why are you mad that he considers himself the future? If he keeps performing the way that he performed last Saturday night, I wouldn't care if he called himself the king.
Hey, you know what's more curious, though, is that his Twitter handle is at Future of Boxing, but his brother is simply Twin Charlo.
Yeah, sometimes when a woman has a nice body, you want her to be subtle with it, so not to necessarily, you know. In other words, there's some subtleties in life, and sometimes – Future of Boxing, you
MD, know. MD, cool. Listen to me. Losers are subtle. Winners, they're loud. You remember Ric Flair? Woo, baby.
I don't watch wrestling, so I'm not a loser. You
know, I'm sure all my boxing fans who normally dub as wrestling fans know what I'm talking about. Listen, we're going to open up the phone line. Steven, before you go to El Camino, I did want to say something. Oh, yeah. Obviously, we wouldn't do a show without getting some facts for you around here, and that is the beauty of TBV. You know, we can actually call these fighters and just find out. So I did that. I called the camp, and obviously they said that even though Keith Thurman Jr., tweeted this picture, it is not finalized, and there is no guarantee that the fight is at the Barclays Center, but Team Garcia would more than welcome the fight at the Barclays Center. And also totally off topic, I spoke to Wilder too, and he's going to be opening up camp in the beginning of January. So we're in there like swimwear, ladies and gentlemen. So for all that exclusive content, support us right here on Patreon. Steven.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the show again. You all know how much you love the Boxing Voice. You know how much we love the Boxing Voice, but here's something special. Other people love the Boxing Voice, and they support us. And this is how we show our gratitude back to them.
These calls are brought to you by our sponsor, El Camino Electrical Services, who have over 15 years of commercial electrical experience, servicing the whole Silicon Valley and the entire San Francisco Peninsula. Visit us at our website, elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
All right, first up, Jay in Orlando. Jay, you're out there in Orlando, man. That's obviously a good state that has a good number of Puerto Ricans. And if they brought this fight to you, it would be closer to you. But I feel like you want otherwise.
Yeah, I kind of do, man. I need a vacation. I need a reason to leave town. So I would prefer otherwise. But if they did have it here, like MD is saying, I have a bunch of coworkers who are of Puerto Rican descent and Spanish descent, Dominicans, Cuban, everything. So I know a lot of fans, a lot of my friends personally of Spanish descent that would love to have that fight here. That would definitely go to the fight. So if they did bring it here, Danny Garcia definitely has a fan base. Definitely has a fan base here. But I would prefer in New York or Vegas just so I can make a trip out of it. I actually do have a room already booked in New York, just in case if it does go to New York. So I'm looking for that.
Jay, I understand, like, this is MD. I understand, like, how you feel about that. But don't you feel that Orlando, especially with the TD Waterhouse, right, is an untapped market for Puerto Rican fighters?
Oh, no, it definitely is. All of it is. I mean, I went to the back when PBC was doing the shows on Bounce, I went to all of those fights except for one of them. And every time I went to the fights, it was like new and new, more people coming. And people just saying, like, yo, you better just happy to have boxing back. And especially when it comes to the Spanish market, if you get a good Spanish fighter, especially Puerto Rican, like Puerto Rican descent, you got a gold mine. It's just, I don't know why it just hasn't been done yet. And you know who actually does a lot of Spanish fights, but he doesn't make it to me? Bob Arum. All the time, always is doing fights in Osceola County at the little fairground thing.
Yeah, I was telling Ness that earlier, and he doesn't understand. Like, it's very close to Orlando, so if you're, you know, if you're a fight fan, you're willing to drive 20 minutes outside the city to go to that fight. But
yeah, what is that? What's that, Boxino? What are those shows called? I don't speak Spanish.
Probably Boxino, Solo Boxeo, because Boxino's an ESPN tournament.
Solo Boxeo, Solo Boxeo. Solo Boxeo, that's what it is. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to the fight, man. When you were talking about Boo-Boo, Demetrius Andre, he always does tweets, but tweets are only going to get you so far. You got to show up at a press conference.
Oh, no, he showed up, though.
Saturday, I saw him, people.
He showed up last Saturday, and he said, yeah, but yeah, he was a little too nice. But he also said he's going to show up to Laura's press conference too.
Yeah, I think if he shows up to Laura's, he'll get more out of it. Or you know, he needs to fight the other twin, fight the soft twin.
Dan, he called him a soft twin.
That's all I got.
All right, Jay. All right, Jay, let me go out to my mastermind. Hey, Dre, what's going on, brother?
Good evening, everybody. What's going on, man? When I saw your post about this, I was shocked because just last week I listened to Danny on the Drink Champs, Nori's podcast for 2 hours, and he stated he'd rather fight in Vegas or Florida because of the taxes, because he said the last time he fought in the Barclays, he got killed. Tax is ridiculous, city, state, and federal, and had to take the money back to Pennsylvania. So I think I'm with MD. I think Orlando would be the perfect place. My fraternity did an event at that arena. They are cheap to use, and they got all those Puerto Ricans there. Why not Florida? I'll make the trip to Orlando. I think it's the perfect place. I'm with MD. Orlando, Florida, man. That's about it.
I would love a vacation, like Jay said. You see, for Jay, it's not a vacation because he's out in Orlando. But for me to go out there, man, especially in March, it's like
time
break.
I got time shares. I'm ready to use it.
It's also like a really, like, people who want to go to a fight, and this is a big fight, like, you won't get nickel and dime like you do in Vegas. There's tons of options.
Yeah.
You know, and just Vegas doesn't have water, man. At least Orlando, you know, Tampa, they have some water. And that's sad.
Well, Orlando's pretty centralized, so I wouldn't really look for water there.
And you won't get killed at the airfare going to Orlando like you would going to Vegas.
Exactly. You know, what's sad to hear is Danny saying that New York taxed them because now with the Kirkland back with Ann Wolf, huh? He posted a picture of him and Ann Wolf. He gonna need it with that catch weight.
Cool. Yeah, he's gonna have to cut that weight. No, but like I know you're about to say the insurance thing, but no, like, that's what I'm saying. They always have fights in New York, but like California and New York have very high state income taxes. And, you know, when you're making a bulk sum of $500,000 to, obviously these guys are making like $3 million, we're talking about a difference of a few hundred thousand. So
maybe is that the sticking point? Thurman wants it in New York and Danny doesn't?
No, I don't think either one wants it either way or the other, but I think Las Vegas would be – I don't see, to be honest, I don't really see the point of Las Vegas fights. I really don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't know. People get caught up in the ooh and the ah of Las Vegas, but if you're not a gambler, that shit is whack.
But like, look what the UK is doing. They're getting big guys in stadiums. That's what we should do here.
Only the Mexicans take advantage. You know, Canelo, people like that, they put their guys in Texas.
Right, but you're going to tell me that, like, you can't get – these guys in a properly marketed place, whether it be, you know, New York, Orlando, whatever the fuck, to get 30,000 people there.
Basketball stadium, a stadium? I mean, that's what the Barclays Center is.
I'm just saying in general, like, I like the fact that fights aren't in Vegas anymore. And I think Vegas is, you know, Floyd Mayweather's town, and he doesn't exist anymore.
Dre, well, we totally robbed you of your time, man.
It's all good, man. Appreciate it, man. Talk to you guys later, man. One.
All right, Dre. Thanks for calling in. Oh, man, we're horrible over here. Carmelo in Chicago, talk to me.
Well, yo, before you get there, Kamar, I'm sorry to say. Ness, do you know how fights used to always be in Atlantic City?
Yes.
How many fights are in Atlantic City now?
Yeah, but that's because Atlantic City can't afford to pay the site fee. No one's going out there. Atlantic City was just another version of Las Vegas.
Vegas can't sell tickets. Did you see the ticket numbers for the Kovalev Ward, a fight of that magnitude, selling 10,000 tickets? That ain't shit, Ness.
13,000, and I do understand that, but that's something that they're going to have to address with the airfare and hotel
stay. Exactly. And people who want to see boxing, they don't want to spend that type of money to see a fight. They'll watch it at HD.
Absolutely right. I don't know why people get excited when a fight's in fucking Vegas. It, it, it baffles me, unless you're a hardcore gambler. But outside of that, like, what are you doing? I mean, you got to be in serious shape anyway. Every fucking place out there, since there's no water, is like pool parties with super hot, sexy people. I mean, I'm okay. I work out every day. Shit, but I don't know about the average Joe.
It's no, it's just not even that. Like, Vegas is fun and whatnot, but like, we're talking about a prop.
What fun do you have?
It's a mindset, but I don't really have that mindset when I go see a boxing fight. I don't know. Like, when I go out, I've been in Vegas two times and neither one was for boxing. And I had a good time. I spent way more money than I could afford. And I had a good time, but it's not where.
Oh my God. When both you guys just crying about fights in Vegas. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yo, that's
dude, Vegas is the shit. It is the place to be for fights. The epic, the legendary battles that have gone down there. There is an aura there. It's like when you go down to the StubHub Center to watch a fight. There's something in the air.
You sound
there's
casual. Because the fights to me. The fights
also,
to me.
No, there's not just that. There's also, Vegas is built on making money. The city generating money. So there's also all kinds of pop-up tents and memorabilia places. Memorabilia and different places where you can go get different types of like, I got like a really sick hat, shirts, shit like that. Cheaper gear you can get out there as opposed to ordering it, waiting for it online. And on top of that, everyone who is in town on Vegas for the fight is there for the fight. I've been to a fight in the StubHub, and let me tell you something. Out and around that arena, you'll find all kinds of crazy weirdos. In Vegas, people are there for the fight.
Continue to make a case for Vegas, dying ass city that it is, please.
I mean, no, the city of Vegas isn't dying, but like, my whole thing is, I don't view
that shit as a ghost town, man. If there isn't an event, I don't know, man. If there isn't an event,
I'm not shitting on Las Vegas. I'm shitting on having big fights at Vegas opposed to a bigger city like New York or.
Oh, listen, let's go back to Carmelo.
Orlando.
You totally jacked him, Andre. Mello.
It's cool, man. That was a good debate. That was a good debate. Like, I've never been to Vegas for a big fight, so I would like to just get that experience just from, you know, the classics from watching on TV back in the day, from the Caesar's Palace to the MGM Grand, just to check it out. But I understand the economics of it, going there and spending too much money, you know, kind of overspending and just going there to watch a fight, but you got kind of get caught up in gambling and everything else. But Orlando, man, I'm down with tapping into the new market. I'm one of those people, man. I wouldn't mind going down to Orlando, taking the trip, and just, you know, going somewhere different for a fight, you know? I don't mind that. New York isn't bad. The Barclays, I'm pretty sure, with the numbers that they can put up there. But at the same time, you got the whole insurance thing, and let's just do something different. Let's start tapping into some of these new markets in some of these different cities. You know, I'm in Chicago. I wouldn't mind. I know we had PBC at the UIC Pavilion, which is a college stadium in the city, but other than that, you know, I would like to see a big fight in United Center where the Bulls play and stuff like that, you know. It's like you can have big fights in Madison Square Garden, and you got big fights out the Staples Center, so I wouldn't mind them trying to, you know, promote boxing into stadiums and try to tap into new markets, like demographics of Puerto Ricans and stuff like that. That'd be great for boxing. That's my call. Shout out to Boxing Voice.
All right, Mello.
And I'm more talking about for, like, the general grade of boxing, like, you know, for the general, like, people individually, like, I actually like gambling. I like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I fuck with, like, Atlantic City and Vegas. I think gambling should be everywhere, but you have to go to the middle of a, for me, it's across the country in the middle of a desert to see a fight that should be where people watch boxing.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's going to be difficult not to put this fight in Vegas, man. Vegas is probably the best location for the same reasons that you said, like economically for the fighters, the tax reasons, right? So maybe they'll take. And then I see people in the chat and they're like, yo, Vegas is the, you know, capital of fights, period, you know?
Yo, they say baseball's America's pastime, but look at the fucking numbers in the NFL. Like, I mean,
best fighter in the world lives in Vegas. I'm sorry, but that place is known for
so boxing. If you're Catholic, the number one man, the Pope, lives in fucking the Vatican, like, who cares?
What do you mean? Who cares? That's fucking awesome. That's important to every Catholic.
He's a fucking man. Like saying, he's a man.
Other religions have things where people make pilgrimages out to that holy land. So let me tell you something. When I make my pilgrimage out to that boxing holy land, Muslims, in that desert, I walk in that desert and I walk around it for hours. And guess what? I love it.
Yeah. And for Muslims who make the Hajj to Mecca, right? It's a pretty, you know, religious He's a fucking man, Floyd Mayweather. Jesus. No sacrilege. He's a man.
Well, listen, I think that New York would drum up the most ticket sales. How about you guys before we open up the phone lines to the next caller? Where does it do better? In Orlando? Do they risk it and tap into this new market that you speak of and take a risk? Or do they bring it back to New York City where they know they're going to
It's too risky since they haven't had a big fight there since the Cotto fight against Delvin Rodriguez.
Real quick.
I'll look it up.
I can look that up for you, but I did look up the numbers that Thurman did against Porter there at the Barclays. And in attendance, ESPN says that there was 12,718 people in attendance for Porter versus Thurman. And then for Danny versus Pauly, which is also at the Barclays back in 2015, there was 13,109 people in attendance.
Sounds about right. He is a star, right? I get it.
What's interesting, though, is that boxing scene in the article that I read when I found this information lists Thurman Porter as the largest live. Yes, of course.
No one heard you.
Who's from? You give no credit to Paul, who's from Brooklyn.
Of course. Do you think that the location makes a difference in the fight?
12,000 is Cotto's attendance for Delvin Rodriguez.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of people, especially to be fighting Delvin. But Delvin is Dominican, and there are a lot of Dominicans out there.
That was after Cotto was coming off a pretty bad loss against Austin Trout. So it wasn't like Cotto's stock at that time was at an all-time high. Like, a lot of Puerto Ricans, like, I've heard people say that, like, maybe not just Puerto Ricans, but a lot of people think that he actually maybe won against Canelo or was close. So in their mind, his stock's reasonably – I don't know. I'm thinking of Cotto. Two different – I got Danny Garcia and Cotto mixed up. But my whole point is that I think that actually, the more I think about it, I got to ask people in Orlando or, like, do a consensus. Like, I don't know if Danny Garcia has that type of pull amongst, like, non-Northeastern Puerto Ricans.
Let's open it up. Donald Richmond, talk to us.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
I think that...
90 seconds.
I mean, but honestly, I got to say, I feel like it should be in Vegas because I'm in California. And if it's in Vegas, then I'll for sure definitely go. But, I mean, if it's like in Orlando or New York, more than likely I probably won't go because that's a very long distance for me to travel. For me to travel that type of distance, I would have to have, like, plans for the whole week, not just for the fight, you know. And I'm sure Keith Thurman doesn't want it in New York for Danny because Danny has the high sales. And I feel like Thurman
– 60 seconds.
With Porter because he wanted to – he didn't want to do the fight in Vegas with Porter because Porter lives in Vegas and he wanted to take Porter out of his comfort zone. So I think that Thurman is not going to want it there also in New York for Danny because Danny has the highest ticket sales. He wants to take Danny out of his comfort zone. He doesn't want to put Danny somewhere where he's comfortable at and where he has high ticket sales. He wants to take him somewhere else. So I think Thurman would probably be okay with Vegas. I'm definitely okay with Vegas because I'll be there. Hopefully you guys will be there. Then I'll get to see you guys because I didn't get to go to the party that you had too, you know. So I think. And then also you guys were talking about the Texas, how Danny said the Texas was high and stuff. I mean, if we look at everything logical and then we kind of think about it, I mean, technically, you might kind of disagree a little bit on Vegas, but I can see them.
10 seconds.
You think so?
Repeat that last part, Donald.
I said, even though, like, you guys kind of might not agree on Vegas, but I can kind of see Thurman and Danny both agreeing on Vegas.
No, I said that already. I totally agree that they were both because, you know, the fighters believe Vegas is where all the big fights happen. And yes, absolutely. If the fight happens in Vegas,
like the boxing capital.
Unfortunately, it is, but New York City.
Yeah. But how is Andre Ward Kovalev going to do what you said? 13. I thought it was 10,000 tickets.
Look it up.
Even if it is 13,000 tickets, like, what the fuck is that? That's a big fight. It's in Vegas. Why did anybody go?
It's true. Listen,
Well, you know what? I think the reason why the Ward and Coplex wasn't like his biggest week imagine it would be is because, you know, Ward, he's from the Bay Area, and with him being from the Bay Area, sometimes a fighter like at Ward status being from the Bay Area, you don't get that big marketing publicity that he shouldn't get. Also, I don't think Rock Nation advertises him like how they should. I think that
And
like,
Danny Garcia is bigger than Ward?
Should be like under it. Well, this is my thing. I feel like Ward should be like under Heyman or something. I think Ward would be a little bit bigger if he was under someone like Heyman. I just don't feel like Rock Nation is advertising Ward like how.
By what metric is Danny Garcia bigger than Ward though? By what metric? That's what I'm saying. Like, just because they're going to Vegas and you think
I'm not saying that he's bigger. I'm not saying that he's bigger.
Okay, so Danny Garcia, who's Philly and Puerto Rican, is going to Vegas. What makes you think that they're going to have fans come in droves out there? And Keith Thurman is from Tampa. So, I don't see how it would do any better than a Ward fight, if not worse.
Well, that was only one round. You know how that goes, one round per caller. Talking to that, speaking about that, normally that one round is for the normal show.
Ness, do you disagree with that, though? Like, I think it's a legitimate topic. I mean,
at this point, it's up to the callers to agree or disagree. We're going to keep these phone lines open, but we are switching to 1 minute rounds because this is a spontaneous show, not an all day show. Fish, Steven, you ready? Fish, let's go.
Yeah, I think what's the situation that he had? Danny got the issue with the taxes in New York, right? Isn't the taxes in New York and the taxes in Vegas is kind of like the same for us, the taxes?
No. The state of Arizona has – I don't even think they have a state income tax. If it is, it's very low compared to New York City, which is one of the highest in the country.
Okay. All right.
Let me specify. I meant New York State, which is the highest in the country.
Okay, if not Vegas, maybe the Cowboy Stadium. What you guys think of the Cowboy Stadium down in Texas?
I don't even think Texas was mentioned as an option, but I don't know why more fights don't happen out there either.
Okay. And real quick with the boo-boo thing. Yeah, boo-boo, he got to start doing his Let's Go Champ thing and busting these conferences and stuff like that, because I think it's going to happen for him, but I just can't wait for the fight. So that's my call.
Hey, Fish, real quick, do you think that the location makes a difference? You know, Donald was stating that he thought the location made a difference for Porter by taking him out of his home. So would it make a difference for Danny to not to fight in Vegas?
Far as the Vegas thing, I mean, I don't see Danny probably going down to Orlando, because isn't that like a Thurman comfort zone going right down to Florida?
Yeah, no, definitely. We were just discussing Florida as an untapped market that would possibly do well for that fight. But Fish, we're going to get to some other callers, man. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, and let me specify everyone. Again, I said Arizona. I meant Nevada, obviously.
I want to remind everyone that is watching this on YouTube to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show, obviously. And everyone listening to this on the treadmill, in the gym, on the Stairmaster like me today.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Yo, I think that his manager, Al Heyman, should buy Danny Garcia a Hooked on Phonics for Spanish, go down to Orlando, promote for like 2 weeks, and I think it should happen there.
Well, we'll find out. We will soon find out. Let's go to 312 unknown. Is this a first time caller?
No, what's up? Good.
Paulie, what up?
Yeah, good. Hey, I think it really makes more sense, if anything, in New York, you know. You know, Danny being Puerto Rican and everything. But, you know, I don't think Cowboy Stadium makes any sense.
Hey, could you speak into the mic and repeat Danny your name? Because you're not coming in too clear, brother.
Yo, it's me, Tony.
Tony, what's going on? Tony from where?
Yeah, Danny got a Shire, man. Shire County.
Oh, it's Tony from Alumni. Chicago. Oh, damn. Yeah, Tony from back in the day. But, okay, go talk to me.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, Danny in New York is unfortunate. the best place for a fight, in my opinion, is the Garden for that fight. Out of
yeah, I doubt they'll do it at the Garden though, man, because
no, they're not gonna do it at the Garden. You know, it's gonna be probably Barclays or some shit like that. But yeah, man. But yeah, I was gonna say, man, real quick. I know, man.
Quick, but, you're going in and out, Tone. Yeah, that phone is trash, homie. You're going in and out.
Hey, you hear me?
Yeah, speak into the receiver. I'm about to shoot this guy. Where's my guns at?
Yo, that's why he wasn't calling in, because he didn't have the right freaking phone.
Better get that phone together. 2016. Talk to me, Tone. Yeah, we hear you now.
Hey, I got Danny winning that fight, though. You know what I'm saying? I tried calling it before, but Danny's going to win this fight. No doubt.
Well, all right, Tone. Yeah, let me get
I
to
think
some.
Brooklyn or Florida.
Brooklyn or Florida. Thank you for calling in, brother. Get that reception hooked up. Maybe you got to get by a window next time. Stainless from Nashville, talk to us. The number one commenter on YouTube right here.
Yeah, man. Either way, I don't really think it matters where that fight's going to be. It's going to be a good fight, you know, just the boxing level. To be honest, I'd rather see it in Orlando because it's closer to Nashville, so it'd be an opportunity for me to go. But just to open up on that, wouldn't it be a better idea for them to, you know, pick some other cities? I mean, I'm from Detroit originally. We got Crunk Gym up there. And you got Cobo Arena. You got the field where the Lions play.
You have to establish it. You have to like, what are you talking about in Boston?
No, he said Detroit, man. Do you remember what happened? Wait, let's not rob him. He's got 20 seconds. Go.
I'm just saying in general, like there's some other spots that we can show it, but I got to cut myself off because I got to end my statement as always. Make sure that you push that thumbs up and share this in every episode of the Boxer Podcast, man. Y'all fellas, take it easy.
Stainless, but wait a minute. If it doesn't happen in Florida, you ain't coming to New York? I mean, you wouldn't follow this fight? You wouldn't.
I would like to. You know, it's tax season. You know, it shouldn't be a problem getting up there. But, you know, New York is expensive, man. I'm from Detroit. We got one of those. You know what I'm saying? And then and now I'm in Nashville, and it's a little more expensive here in Nashville than it is in Detroit. But it's a lot more expensive in New York. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
But people in Detroit don't even go to like their own sporting events. They have a low attendance numbers for basketball and other events. Like, it's hard to say that a boxing fight would sell out there.
I mean, it's already proven that a boxing fight won't do well, MD. If you remember Devin Alexander versus Timothy Bradley bombed, they had to drop the black curtain on half the arena. It was horrible. They got $500,000 site fee and no one showed up to the fight, and that was a fight we all wanted. It was two undefeated fighters, and at that time Devin Alexander was looking like Jermell Charlo last Saturday night when he knocked out Juan Urango with the same uppercut, except his hand was a left hand uppercut that he did it with versus Urango. We're gonna move on to Hurricane Ray. Hurricane, talk to us. 1 minute.
Yo, what's good, boxing voice?
What's
I'm
up?
Here running, you know what I'm saying, but I'm still getting my fix of the boxing voice, man.
That's exactly what I like to hear.
It doesn't matter with the fight, man. Puerto Rico's follow the Puerto Ricans anywhere. They're loyal fans, just like the Mexicans. So, to me, I think it should be in Madison Square Garden, man. To be honest with you, it'll be opportunity for me to go out there, check y'all boys out. And if it's in Orlando, even better, because I'm in the Sunshine State, baby. So, let me eat that crow for us. Picking J-Rock over Charlo. But the fight I want to see for next year is Andrade and Charlo. Them boys need to get it on. Peace, brothers.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going to get down in line to, 513, you're live with TBV. Who's this?
Elohim James, we in the building.
Elohim James, what's going on, brother? Where you calling in for the producer?
Cincinnati, Ohio, man.
513, Cincinnati, that's right. Should have known that.
Let's go, man.
So talk to me, man.
But hey, you a trip, man, with the violin music, though. He was a wild boy. He was killing him. Hey, but look, though, like, who the A-side in this fight to even be able to, you know, say it's going to be in Florida, Vegas, New York? What's the deal on that?
MD has a good theory.
Well, I mean, financially, Danny Garcia, I said, is the A-side. Like, by all metrics measurable, he is the financial controller. But again, they work under the same banner with the same manager, and Keith Thurman is not a weak B side because he did do good numbers with the Porter. So, well, go ahead.
You know, I can make a case for Thurman being the A side in this fight. You know,
based on what? Based on what?
Thurman did a peak of 4 million views when he fought Guerrero on NBC in Vegas. 4 million people watching. I think that's still the PBC record.
He's got good numbers.
That was the first PBC fight, though, right?
On top of that, he has a better welterweight resume.
That was the inaugural PBC fight, Stephen, right?
I thought the inaugural one was
And really, to be honest, though, it's arguable because it's a better resume to a hipster, right? Because a hipster knows Diego Chavez, right? Like,
let's not talk about resume. Sean Porter is better than anybody Danny Garcia has fought by far, especially at welterweight.
I mean, well, that's what I said. I said that Thurman has the better welterweight resume. That Thurman has the better.
But don't use the word hipster in that. Please continue.
Well, yeah, because you know.
Yo, don't steal his call.
Yo, Steven, man, you let her hijack my whole minute, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I remembered. But I was the one who still remembered, though.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you another minute. Go ahead.
All right, bet. So I'm saying, like, with Boo Boo, man, I got a crazy cold, man. So forgive me, man. But yo, with Boo Boo, like, I see y'all really put him on, man. Having him on the show. Y'all really gotta, like, y'all got underneath his skin, man. Whatever his pops told him after that day, got him fired up, man. I bet you that's why he showed up at that press conference like that, showing up, man.
Yeah, he told me he didn't want to be a sideshow act, but I guess, you know, he's trying it.
I mean, hey, look, Shannon the Cannon has laid the blueprint.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Like, I was, you know, being sarcastic. I agree.
Big fight. And he laid the blueprint down, so it ain't nothing else he can really do if he ain't going to lead these whack promoters he with. So he got to go hard to the paint like that, you know? I think him and Charlo is a mega fight, for real. That's a good-ass fight.
Yeah, I think it's slightly bigger than the Julian Williams. Unfortunately, Andrade hasn't done much to build his name, but, like, these are good fights. I just don't think, you know, I guess we should stop focusing on the size of the fight rather than, like, it just being a great fight, because, like, I don't know if these fights are going to be any bigger numbers-wise. Because the numbers of the last fight did 325,000 views. Am I correct with those numbers, or is it even lower on Showtime? So,
let's move on. Elohim James, thank you for calling in. Ricky from Austin, but by way of Chicago.
What up, Ness MD? Hey, man, how about we find a big-ass, nasty, abandoned building somewhere in the slums, in one of the cities, pick one, and have them fight? How about that? Nah, I really don't care, man, where they fight at. I think Florida, though, for me, though, I don't know why the Cubanos are never promoted in Florida. This is me. Nobody not catch that. I've always wondered that.
It's boxing's not big.
Well, they've been starting.
Because they don't have a follow.
They've been starting, like MD said. They had to first, you know, build the base, and I think they've done that. They fought Rancis Bartholomew down there a few times. Then they fought Laura down there. Now they're bringing Laura back again as another headliner down there. So, you know, they had Erickson Lubin down there two times, and like the last caller said, Bob has always held fights in that area. Like Verdejo has had a couple of fights down there. So there is boxing. It just isn't big time boxing.
Twinkle Toes, Orlando Cruz even fought there a few times.
Yeah, Orlando Cruz fought there.
Is that his nickname or no?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's clever though.
Hey, on the Thurman Garcia fight though, man, in my opinion, man, here's the thing. I think a win for him would be good for his legacy, but I don't think it'd be good for the division. And I'll explain in just a second. Thurman, I think if he wins, I think it'll be good for the division. And the reason why I say that, I just think there'll be a lot less.
Yo, bro, you've been burning for a minute and a half. If you could wrap that up in like 5 or 10 seconds, go ahead. I hate to cut your point short.
Very true. Very true.
No, man, it's not a problem, man. Hey, no, I don't matter to me where the fight's at. And let's just be thankful that we got this fight. And I'm ready to go.
That is one of the best things someone has said. Ricky, you're right. We do need to be thankful that it is done. At least we're not discussing whether or not it's going to happen, man. It's done. And another tweet from Thurman is that he's back on his diet now. I know a lot of people were worried because he was looking a little bit fluffy when he charged into the ring.
He's doing yoga, too. That's another great thing.
Upside down yoga. What's that about? I mean, I got to talk to my boy one time, see what's going on. I can't wait for him to start camp, too, man.
But I think the solution for a lot of the issues, maybe not this fight, this fight's big, but for a lot of the PBC fights that they have put him in small venues is like, you should just put him the fight in a studio and have like a green screen behind them and revolutionize the sport with like some, you know, innovative technology and make it seem like they're in a huge arena.
Oh, wow. So fake it till you make it then is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying instead of like having a fight in the Orlando or what was it, the UCF Pavilion, which was actually like a practice basketball court connected to the real basketball court. I mean, I don't know. It's a good idea.
They tried, man. Listen, the guy wanted a hometown fight. He got it. A couple thousand people showed up. So shout out to them. Josue from the Lower Oregon, talk to us.
Hey, yo, what up? Yo, what up, MD? What up? What up, Ness?
What's up?
Yo, if for my dream venue for this fight in state, it would be Portland, Oregon, man, because it would be pretty sweet if they had like a neutral, you know, a neutral place where they could come in and fight. And the last time we had a boxing fight here in Portland was Floyd Mayweather versus Shawn Bay Mitchell. But I mean, I'll take it anywhere.
Yeah, the taxes, man. Talk about Oregon and taxes.
I don't know. I don't know, bro. But yeah, man.
You know.
I'd like to see it in Vegas, but I mean that's all I got, man. I just wanted to chime in there. So that's all I got, bro. Thank you.
All right, Josue, thanks for calling in. 509 unknown. First time calling in. 509. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Young Sperm.
Who?
Young Sperm.
Stern?
What's the topic?
No, dude, this is Young Sperm, a.k.a. Young Skeet Skeet.
Young Sperm.
Yeah, and you had a slightly different number the last time you called in, but I got you down on my list. Couple different phones you got there, huh, Young Sperm?
Thanks.
Using those.
I got two phones, you know.
Using those WhatsApp technologies and shit. Talk to us, Young Stern.
Sperm.
I want to talk about the Stern. AJ fight. I saw that fight yesterday.
Well, we're talking some Danny Garcia, Keith Thurman, and the possibility of locations, man.
That sperm needs to develop to, like, on topic.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think it should be on the East Coast because they've been fighting mostly on the East Coast.
Very true.
And there's a huge Puerto Rican community out there. And I think it'll be a good fight.
Early pick?
I got Danny Garcia. I've been picking against him multiple times, but he keeps winning, so I'm gonna stop picking against him.
Okay, so you're just gonna jump on a bandwagon. Can't be.
Who do you think is the A side?
True.
The A side. I think Danny Garcia has a bigger resume. He's got bigger names on his list. But Keith Thurman has bigger names in welterweight. So I think it's pretty 50-50, kind of like the Kovalev war. I think it's pretty 50-50.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right, brother. Listen, I'm going to get to some other callers. Thank you for calling in. We're going to Muhammad on a Skype magic machine. What's going on, Muhammad?
Yo, what's up? What's up? Listen, that fight has to happen either in New York or Las Vegas. Forget about Florida. Florida doesn't make any sense. It has to be a famous venue like Barclays, Madison Square Garden.
You don't live in the States. You don't understand that Orlando does have a huge population in general, let alone a huge Puerto Rican population.
No, I know, MD, but, Orlando is not sexy enough for a fight like that. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know, man. You got to.
But don't you guys have fights over in hometown where fighters have, like, you know, whether it's in London or, I mean, they do the same thing in the UK, right?
Yeah, they do the same thing in the UK. But me personally, I would like for it to be in New York because there's a chance I might attend it, 5 days in and out. If it's in Vegas, it's going to take me more money, more time. Plus, I'm saving Vegas for September for the Canelo Triple G fight, hanging with the Mexican fans. So I hope it's going to be... Yes?
I hope you have an ulterior playing. It's a risky, man.
Yeah, you're going to say... At least you know when that fight happens, you're going first-class flight, first-class room. You're getting everything room because you're going to be saving for a long time waiting on Canelo. He might fight Chavez, man. I'm hearing he's doing... Didn't you hear the rumor that is... I don't know. Obviously, it's a social media rumor, so don't take this one only for shits and giggles. But I don't know, MD, have you seen it about a 164-pound catch weight with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.? That would be the ultimate monkey wrench in Triple G's plans if he fights Chavez because everybody's going to want that. I mean, Mexico versus Mexico, son of a legend versus Canelo.
It's probably the easiest fight with a name. It's probably the worst name that exists in boxing.
HBO will buy that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but they're talking about February, so it has nothing to do with September.
Oh, well, Canelo's a ballsy-ass dude if he would do that in February. Oh, I didn't think he would do that in February.
He still has his hand, right? I guess he's supposed to come back in February anyway.
I mean, like, if he's coming back in February, it's to test the water. But you're going to test the water versus Chavez? Chavez could take a shot. Listen,
Fuck yeah. That'd be a tune-up for Canelo at this point.
Muhammad, we got to go, brother. We only giving people 1 minute. Listen, we want to thank everyone that tuned in. This was just an immediate reaction to a little news that Keith Thurman put out there on his social media. We wanted to bring it to you because we don't expect you to have social media. But if you do, you can follow me on Twitter at NessGTO and on Instagram.
Ness, I'm sorry, but I got to have you cut the music because we did have one last caller.
I see who that is.
Yes.
Wow, it's been a long time.
I wouldn't interrupt you for just anybody.
Yo, Joey, I almost feel like some type of way, man. Where you been at?
Ness, how you doing, man?
Missing you?
Steven, how y'all doing? Ness? No, listen, man, it's been on a personal note, man, it's been a lot going on with me personally, but I won't get into that. But I had to call in because of this fight. I'm on the treadmill, by the way, Ness. You'll be proud of me. I'm actually on the stairmaster. But listen up.
Damn, that's what this I did today, right, man. 25 minutes on that stairmaster. That thing is serious.
Yeah, it's tough. It's
Ness, you're working the glutes, lifting the legs, right?
This fight right here, man, and I talked to my boy, Pittsburgh Blue, all the time about it. This is the one I've been waiting for forever, man. Honestly, I would love for it to be in Brooklyn. I mean, just for me personally, I had a great experience out there. I would say either Brooklyn's at the Barclays or at the Staples Center in L.A. I just don't know if the crowd will fill up over there. I mean, they did for Victor Ortiz back in the day, but it would be between them two arenas, man. But this fight's going to be – Ness, I can't wait for this, man. Like, I'm Team Thurman all day. I seen you the other day with that Latin Goonies hat on. I just think it'll be fun for fight fans. You're going to have Team Thurman on one side and Team Garcia, especially at your TVV, at the next TVV gathering. I mean, it's going to be divided, but it's going to be in a fun way, you know? So I'm excited, man. I really hope it's in Brooklyn, though.
Joey, man. Now I feel like it might not happen in New York. I didn't know that Danny was saying that. That kind of sucks if he's thinking about taxes, man. You know how Mayweather is when he started thinking about taxes. He didn't go – all his fights end up staying in Vegas after that. So I don't know.
And they also had that good, state commission that allowed him to IV rehydrate.
And this, let me throw this out there. This is crazy, but this fight would never land in the UK, right?
I don't know.
Hell no. Why would it, Joey? Why would it?
Financially, the way them guys been selling out. I mean, it seems like every fight in the UK is stood up to the rat. It's just a thought. I mean,
okay, but then if you bring up the point again about taxes, that's another loophole that you have to do, and especially
that's international, right?
Because yes,
you have to take
yes.
it from one country yeah. to the other.
Yeah, you have to do it. It's complicated. Like, I read an article somewhere that I think it was maybe Ireland. I know taxes are different there. That I think it was like Spieth or
well,
one second, one of the guys that had to pay over 50% in taxes when it all was due and said so.
Hey, but it can't be that bad because this is going to be Carl Frampton's second time fighting him in the U.S. So obviously he doesn't care. And he's making big money over here.
That was just a thought, but we should find out soon, though, hopefully, right, Ness, on this, what the location is going to be?
That's what it's looking like, man. When I spoke to DSG's camp last night, they said that he's supposed to be opening up training camp in about 2 weeks, I think. So I'm assuming that's after the holidays, though. After just like Wilder, you know, when I spoke to Wilder, he told me the beginning of January. So maybe Danny's in the same boat because he's still he's still in Florida.
Okay. Hey, Ness, real quick, is a bonus fight, is that going to be in Cincinnati?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it was, right? With versus Granados? Stephen, can you check that?
What's not going to be in Attica? Broner's out?
Yeah, that's 2 hours for me.
Was
man.
Broner? That's Broner was not locked up. Broner's been training, bro.
Doesn't Broner have a can I get the update? Like, I'm not trolling. I got to look this up, but like, Broner had some serious legal issues. I don't think they're gone, but, you know, that's another show.
Yeah, no, they're definitely gone. And
I definitely wouldn't say they're definitely gone.
No, I remember. I think he beat the case. It got dismissed or something. The witness didn't show up. Remember? You talking about the bowling alley thing?
Oh, he's damn, the witness didn't show up. Damn.
Something like that, I believe. But the point is, he's been training. There's been a lot of footage of him training. He seems to be taking it serious, but we've been there before believing he's taking things serious. Listen, Joey, man, I'm hoping everything is
he took that relationship serious.
I'm hoping everything is still good, man. And you could come back these parts and become a regular the way that you should be, bro. Oh, look who's there. I'm actually gonna bring you guys on together because that's how we met you, right? Brew, what's going on, Pittsburgh Bruce?
Bruce City.
Yo, what up, man? I had to call in and say what up, Joey. Nice to have you back, man.
Hey, Ness, real talk, man. Shout out to Alex, Bruce, a lot of them guys always checking in on me, man. That's mad love on them guys, man. They always check in. But anyway, Bruce, it's going to be fun, man. This Garcia Thurman, so, you know, I can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be real fun for the Garcia fans.
Hey, Ness, real quick, do you think, though, man?
Why did they get to go to a funeral for free when they get a ticket? So you get a funeral and you get to see him get knocked out.
No, I get $100 free flag on you, MD.
Never that.
Ness, I think, you know, do like a couple-day fan fest where, you know, fans can meet the PBC fighters and just do stuff like that. Really make it – I thought they were going to do that for Thurman Porter, but they really didn't. I think that'll make it a little bit more funner for fight fans, you know? But we'll see, man.
Definitely.
I'll be definitely checking in again with you on Thursday, guys.
All right, Joe. Did you
hear what Broner did?
Now, what'd he do now, Bruce?
You talking about the sex tape?
He was in court. Yeah, for the sex tape. And he was talking to he had a threesome. Or whatever, and this bitch was like suing him over it. I guess it was.
She wasn't a bitch. She was a hooker. Let's be a little nicer to her.
All right. So
wait, is that the old sex tape with the two girls in it?
Yeah, that happened like 3 years ago, but I guess he's just settling now for it.
Oh wow, she took him to court for it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if you were that woman, wouldn't you kind of be annoyed if someone took a video of you having sex and putting on the internet. Like, he was coy about that. No, he was so coy. Danny, to be honest, Adrian Broner's reaction to that was, I didn't mean to put it out, but now it's out, so fuck it. So he was so coy in that. So it obviously was done on purpose, in my opinion.
Nah, listen, though. This is the funniest part, though. He said this shit in open court, man. he said that he has he always has three phones with him, a business phone, a family phone, and a hoe phone.
He's crazy.
In open court, he said a hoe phone. And I guess he lost the hoe phone, and he don't lock his hoe phone. He's saying this in court. And they found him not responsible for, like, it getting leaked on the World Star and shit.
Oh, my God. And it got leaked to World Star. Everybody knows he had a connection with World Star. That judge and prosecutor did not do their homework. But shout out to Bruno for wording things properly.
You want to hear the MD truth story about that? Is some, unfortunately, woman who had no lawyers was not able to dispute that case in which Adrian Broner had lawyers to dispute that case. So, you know, you could take it where you want it is because
it is fucked up that he didn't even get a settlement.
She got paid.
Oh, that's good. That's good. How much she get?
She got like $40,000 in lost wages and like $140,000 for damage.
Damn, what's that come out to? Like $20,000 a minute?
That's not enough, though.
You don't understand. Like, I know this is like, I know, like, we joke around, but like, Adrian Broner has such a bad reputation in general from the shit that he said, the shit that he's done, that he could put out a sex tape and it won't hurt him at all. These other women, like, I don't know what they are, if they're strippers or I heard they were strippers before, but whatever. They have a video of them having sex on camera, and that could ruin their life as a career as a human being. So, like, I agree with Ness.
Well, they definitely look like
strippers. Yeah, I mean, he's fucked up.
Bruce, we're going to wrap it up, man. Thank you for calling in, hitting us with that news. Actually, Bruce, does it matter to you? Because I know you're going to this one regardless, and you're picking Danny regardless. So where do you want this one, and where don't you want this one?
Man, I want it in Brooklyn, man. I love Brooklyn. Mm. I don't want it in Vegas, man. Fuck Vegas.
I know. Vegas was whack.
For real. Yeah, I spent like $5,000 too much in Vegas, so I ain't trying to do that again.
Yeah, that is whoa.
You could do like two Brooklyns for one Vegas, so you know that's how you should budget yourself.
Exactly, I could go to the one in January and the one in March for the price it would be to go.
Which one in January, Mikey?
That the Gale card, right?
Oh.
Ain't that Barclays, Gervonta Davis, and
Pedraza.
And Pedraza and DeGale Badu Jack. That's Barclays too, right?
Maybe. I'm double checking it.
But you know what's not in Vegas at all is the thumbs up button on YouTube, and that should be hit because that's right in front of you. It's on the internet. So everybody should take advantage of that. Thumbs up and support the show.
Right. That is absolutely right.
And also, just to wrap up on what kind of got us on this, Joey had asked, the Adrian Broner versus Adrian Granados fight, I'm not finding any venue already listed. I went to BoxRec, PBC, and Boxing Scene. BoxRec does have Chattanooga, Tennessee listed as the location. And they have a phone number to call for tickets. I called the number. They said they're actually not hosting that fight. So I have no idea where that fight is happening.
Yo, Vegas is hosting.
That'll be a Cincinnati fight.
Vegas is hosting Santa Cruz Frampton.
Yeah, but he's never even fought in Cincinnati. Has he?
Yes. Hell yeah. Bunch of times. Bruce, let me let you go.
Dude, Broner?
Yeah, Bruce. I got him. He's definitely fought in Cincinnati. I actually went to one of his fights in Cincinnati. Broner sells out the crowd in Cincinnati, let me tell you, without a doubt. And they're good fights. Good crowd come out there. Rapper did get punched in the face, but that is what it is.
No, he's getting stuck up. I think he lost a lot of his Cincinnati cred lately. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. Let me ask you this, MD. Being as though that Leo Santa Cruz and Carl Frampton is already listed for Vegas, and that one's January 28th, which isn't too far from now. Damn.
Mexicans could drive from
No. Just hear me out where I'm going with this. That's not actually too far. So we're looking forward to some big boxing pretty soon. Where I'm trying to go with this is these two guys are on kind of on the same level as Danny and Thurman, right? Like, obviously, it's not the welterweight division, but these guys are stars. So doesn't that show us that it's an indication that that fight might end up being in Vegas anyway, because Thurman and Danny are just as big, if not bigger, stars than Leo and Frampton?
It's geography. Like I said, you know, Mexicans have the Mexican fans that get behind Leo Santa Cruz that live in Los Angeles. It's not that far of a drive. So that's what I see, some type of advantage. So I don't know. And it's a mutual...
What about the flight for people coming for Frampton? Like, I know for Canada, to fly from Canada to Vegas is super cheap for them.
New York's cheaper from anywhere in Europe, but it wouldn't be neutral grounds, which I guess they're doing twice, right?
True.
Neutral-ish, but I guarantee you, at least in the first fight, there probably were way more Leo Santa Cruz fans, right?
I also think the European fans are also more willing to travel. There were like guys like from the UK that were there at the Andre Ward Kovalev fight that I met. And I was like, really? You came here from the UK for this fight? They're like, yeah, man, we're really excited.
That is true, man. UK.
That's such a small demographic, though. People who are willing to spend that type of money to come to a boxing match.
I don't know, man. Most of my friends are repeat boxing attendees. Like, I see them over and over at all the fights. But listen, if you're watching this on YouTube in the future, present or past, you're listening to this in iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Overcast, or anywhere that podcasts are held, whatever directory that may be. Might even be iHeartRadio. Remember to drop us a 5-star review. Helps with the visibility of the show. Those thumbs up help with the visibility of the show. Remember, this was a spontaneous show, so this has nothing to do with our Thursday and Sunday, which we will be back as always. I want to thank everyone that tuned in, listeners, callers, and obviously hosts. I am your host, NessGTO. Find me on Twitter at NessGTO, and my co-host, BoxingMD.
You could find me at BoxingMD1, and that's worldwide, even in Africa, where they also have Twitter.
And obviously, everything was smooth sailing. All the facts that were dropped, like, I don't know, statistics like the amount of people that attended certain fights. And whatever else Steven did, it was smooth sailing because of him. So find him on Twitter at?
At Calderon92, and you can find me on Instagram at sugar_steve.c.
Later, ladies and gentlemen.